From the 88.5 GPB Atlanta Newsroom, I'm Leah Fleming. A sweeping bill changing the way we vote in Georgia is headed to the governor's desk. House Bill 316 would upgrade Georgia to touchscreen ballot marking devices that print out a paper copy of your vote. After clearing the Senate, the House passed the final version yesterday. Democrats object to the bill for several reasons, saying that hand-marked paper ballots are safer, cheaper, and easier for Georgians to use. $150 million of next year's budget will go towards purchasing the new machines. But Democrats say that there are other hidden costs that the state hasn't fully considered. The governor's office says it is reviewing the legislation. In the tradition of the mass meetings of the civil rights movement, former Vice President Al Gore joined ministers and hundreds of people at Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta last night for an interfaith discussion on climate change. GPB's Ross Terrell reports.
The conversation ended day one of a three-day training for people across the country looking to become community leaders on the issue. Nikki Lucky lives in Athens but traveled to Atlanta for the service. She says she's glad an historic church hosted the meeting.
I think it shows a really important shift in the environmental movement and understanding that racial justice and economic justice are part of fighting climate change.
Senior pastor of the church, Raphael Warnock, says people must continue to use Martin Luther King Jr.'s teachings even for an issue like this.
We come to Ebenezer tonight to say that those who are concerned about civil rights and human rights have to be concerned about the environment so that we can have environmental justice.
The conversation ended with a call to action, asking attendees to stand with the voiceless in the fight against climate change. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
As an April 2nd deadline gets closer, state legislators are still debating what to do with a controversial proposal to ban most abortion in Georgia. More than 100 people showed up at the state capitol for a late-day hearing yesterday on a so-called heartbeat bill. It would ban abortion about 6 weeks into pregnancy. Opponents say the change would remove a woman's right to make choices about her own health. But Republican Representative Ed Seltzer of Acworth is the bill's sponsor, and he told the committee why he thought his legislation was sound.
The point of a heartbeat, you've got the threshold that throughout law we recognize is a legally and scientifically significant threshold.
After 4 hours of testimony, the committee still didn't vote. A vote on the updated bill could happen early next week.